Hey everyone, excited to chat about customer reviews and how automation can actually help get great customer reviews and why they're important, which probably most of you know why. So today's agenda, we're going to focus on third-party sites, G2, all these different sites where people are reviewing your brand and how to get really good customer reviews on these sites through using automation, how automating inbound leads, how automating onboarding and asking for positive reviews through automation can actually get you really good reviews on these third-party sites and get you the customers and the growth that you need. So I want to just kind of point out that there's all these sites out there, right? And these days, people go out there and they review these sites before even coming to your site. These days, that's what happens. It's vital to your business. And if you guys are not kind of paying attention to what happens on these sites, it's very hard because there's so many of them, right? There's G2, there's Crispera, there's CrossDesk, there's so many of them, and some of them you don't even know. There's YouTube where people are just randomly posting reviews of your service. If you're not tracking all that and making sure you have the best content on all these third-party sites talking about you, well, maybe your brand is going to suffer. And maybe people that are going to come to your site are going to have the wrong questions and they're going to have the wrong perception of what you do. So it's very important you guys remember to get really good reviews on these third-party sites, right? The trouble is that you don't have time to go to all these sites, right? There's Caspera, there's CrossDesk, G2, TrustRadius, and then there's tons of small ones as well. And how in the world are you going to find the time to update all of them, right? A lot of them have out-of-date info on them. They have inaccurate descriptions that they pull automatically from your site. Somebody populates them. They have old demo videos. They have all these wrong stuff on it, right? So it becomes very tough for you to sort of monitor all that, right? And your brand suffers because of it. And, you know, reviews are crucial. Like I was saying, it's crucial to your business. 90% of people look for them before going to your site, before signing up, right? And I run a company called Just Reach Out. It was recently acquired, but I still am part of the company. And when we were at Just Reach Out, we really had a problem, right? We had some issues with automation. We didn't know how to automate all this stuff, right? And what we did was we automated actually, we wanted satisfied customers who could leave a positive review. That's all we wanted. So we automated inbound lead management, onboarding, and then the ask for the satisfied customers to leave the review. And this resulted in a ton more customers leaving positive reviews and actually correcting the information on all these sites, these review sites out there, right? Just by delighting them through automation, customers became so happy they wanted to return the favor, not just pay us money to use our software, but return the favor, say, hey, you guys are great, love the process, I'm pumped. And that's the time where we're like, all right, can you please read a review and let us know if there's any problems on these sites out there, right? But before we automated, we had a real problem, right? And the real problem was that book demos were not showing up. People were coming to our site. They would kind of put their email in and only 30% of them would show up. And only 5% of people who actually booked the demo and signed up for our service left a positive review, right? So this is very low rates. You know, imagine 10 people signed up for a demo and then your salesperson shows up and then only 3 of them show up. And it's horrible, right? You want that to be at least half or maybe 7 of out of the 10 to show up because they actually booked the demo. They just never showed up. And 5% of your customers leaving positive reviews, that's not good. And so the solution was something that saved us time, our SDRs, our team, and increased the conversion to 70%, right? And our demo attendance was 90%, right? And the conversion rate for people leaving the reviews was 15, right? 15% of all our customers were leaving positive reviews. And after this automation, 90% of them actually attended the demo and 70% convert from the demo. So, you know, here's what we did, right? The first thing we did is we created a demo page just like this. But in the demo page, notice on the right hand side here, we have these questions, right? It says, have you gotten press before? What is your current marketing budget? Do you currently have a content marketer? And what that does is it pulls useful information for our SDR, who's qualifying the lead, to figure out, is this a good person to use our software? Because our software is for people who are serious about PR and who've been doing PR before, people who have a budget, people who have content marketers, people who have gotten press before. If you haven't gotten press before or you don't have content marketers, well, usually you're not a good fit, right? And so what we did is we asked all these questions and we did an automation, Zapier. We created this app that puts all this info into our CRM of choice. We use HubSpot, of course. We're good friends with them. And so popped all that info automatically when somebody fills this out into the Zap. And the Zap itself pings our SDR and saying, hey, there's a new deal created in HubSpot for you with all this qualifying information. So the SDR knows who to go after. Remember, our goal is to get customer reviews that are positive, right? To do that, we need to go after the right leads, right? If we spend time going after everybody, well, guess what? You're going to get 30% or 20% or 15% of people showing up because some of them are just not great fit for us. Having those questions in there and having a Zap that automatically populates HubSpot with that information and automatically pinging our SDR not only saved us tons of time, but it saved us talking to all those people that were not a good fit for us, basically, right? Because it increased the possibility of us getting a customer who is a good fit for us, right? So a sales rep would get a deal just like this assigned to them right in the HubSpot CRM. And the Zap would be responsible for all of that. So just that form on the site with that Zap saved us 3 hours a day. And we can qualify them right here and then. We can say, all right, these guys don't have content marketers, so throw them out of here. These guys, I kind of want to go after, right? So we had the information we needed to qualify them. We went after only the hot leads, the ones that work really well. And here comes the best part of this whole thing is we use something called Sales Message. Sales Message integrates with Zapier and they're good partners with them and HubSpot as well. And these guys just kill it. So what they allow you to do is create SMS alerts to your customers, prospective customers who signed up for your demo. And what we did 30 minutes before, Chris Brisson, founder of Sales Message, and I, we're part of something called SaaS Academy. And when we're meeting up with him, he's like, hey, man, you know, you should do this. You should send an SMS right before your demo and just ping him and say, hey, we got our call coming up, just a reminder, right? And so we would send two of them. We use Zap Trigger, right, in Zapier and Sales Message with it. A quick little Zap saying, hey, first name, are we still on for a call in 30 minutes? It's sent to the phone number that they put in. So, you know, they put in the number. So they already said, sure, why not? I'll get messages from you. They're already expecting it, right? And this SMS alert, it's shattering, right? Our show up for the demo call rate went from 50% to 90%. This is just this little message, first name, are we still on for the call in 30 minutes? And it's amazing, right? From 50 to 90% people turn. So now we have people who are qualified because we asked all those questions and used Zapier to populate the CRM. The SDR went through it, said, I want these four people. They are highly qualified, clicks them. They enter into this Zap that pings them before the demo call is scheduled. There's some scheduling involved, of course, before this text message, right? But this process of automation, automating the whole intake, the whole qualification, getting people into the CRM as soon as possible with automation, qualifying them, and then pinging them right before the call really increased our numbers, right? It became the demo attendance rate, 90%, right? Conversion rate to becoming a customer, 2 positive reviews, became 15%, right? Remember, we were saying we were around 5, so we went from 5 to 15. Huge jump for us. And we saved time with this, right? So having some kind of intake form really helps, right? And so I challenge you, if you're listening to this, what do you have for your demo page? How is that automated with your CRM? How do you qualify your customers who contact you? If you don't have a booked demo page, how do you qualify them? How do you filter out people who are not the right people for your product, right? And you need to do that. You don't want people who are the wrong customers, right? So we automated the inbound sales process. We got more positive reviews, but we wanted more. We wanted more positive reviews, right? Because that's the whole end game here. And onboarding was the next thing we kind of went after, right? We had a real problem with onboarding, right? Customers would email and answer 3 questions in the first 24 hours. It's crazy, right? Customers were not engaged. We had to ping them and say, hey, can you please use the product? Because people would sign up and fall off. Because just reach out is about pitching press, right? Getting your message out there. And it was just hard for people to figure out how to do that, right? We had to schedule calls with them manually and ping them constantly. Engagement was just really low. And with automating onboarding, we really jumped with a lot of metrics here, as you can see, right? The conversion went up from trials to paid by 40%. We improved our churn rate, but most of all, more positive reviews because of it. And so, here's what we did. Here's how we automated our onboarding. We created a sequence, an email sequence, to keep customers engaged. And a lot of you guys probably have done this or worked with something similar or received these emails, right? The difference here is we used Zap to create and automate the onboarding process, right? So we needed to know sort of on Stripe, is this a customer that's trialing? Where are they in the trial? And all the other information, right? And so we use Stripe to ConvertKit's app that starts when the new customer comes in, right? So that's the trigger. New customer comes in, Stripe triggers it. From then on Zapier, we have a sequence, right? And this is a very simple sequence here that is actually Zapier triggers on ConvertKit. And the Zap takes the customer's name and email and all that information and kind of populates ConvertKit with that, right? Because ConvertKit is really good at sending those emails, but the information that is in Stripe, it's very hard to sort of push that into ConvertKit. Zapier was easier for us to just use in that integration. And so here's the email. You can see on the right-hand side, there's the easiest way to do this, pitch template, the best. So we're sending them resources, basically. We're sending them resources of here's what to do, here's the best email pitch template, here's the best response to send to journalists. We're just keeping them engaged. And this resulted in increased conversions from trials, right? And that's what we wanted, right? Because at the end of the day, we want satisfied customers who are engaged. And then we want to ask them to leave a positive review, right? We want to reduce churn, right? And we want to save time. And this simple thing, just this simple onboarding, and it does take time to write, a 14-day sequence, right? You're sending emails probably every 2-3 days, resources and things, and responding to people, responding to those. But it's just great. And you can also see the response rate and open rate, all that in ConvertKit. So automating the onboarding helped us get more positive reviews, right? So the last step here, right, is a must do. And that's basically the ask, right? You've already automated the inbound lead process, the sales process. You've automated the onboarding process to keep them engaged. And really, you just find, you got to find the right spot, the right time to ask them, right? And that's what we kept missing at Just Reach Out. This was just not our sweet spot. We had no reviews and we were hungry for reviews, right? And so we were like randomly asking our customers to get us to leave a review, right? We decided to just figure out how we can automate it, right? And this helped us triple the number of reviews we would get from a customer by figuring out the right precise moment of when we should ask for a review and how we should ask for a review, right? So the way I mentioned, we used to call them, right? The old way was we would pick up the phone, try and call them, or we would email them, and we would email them like CSAT emails, you know, like, hey, like our app, leave a review. On average, we receive like one review out of like 10 support calls, right? Our support calls also were like, hey, support team, can you just ask customers for really positive reviews on our site? The problem with all these things is all these ways of asking is that we didn't really know when a customer was really satisfied with our product or excited to do it, right? We were not tailoring the ask, right, to a specific customer who was very much excited about what it is that they were doing with their product. And so a lot of times it might be a problem or an issue they got resolved with our product, but they're not ready to leave a review yet, right? So a friend of mine used to get these emails when he would order BarkBox. They came like at like the best time, right? So like, I don't know if you guys know BarkBox, but BarkBox just like dog food, right? Dog pellets or whatever. You order them, and right as you order them, that is the precise moment where you feel like, yes, I made a good decision. This is going to be great, right? Not when you get the order, not when you like unpack it or whatever, but it's like for them, people who would order them and repeat customers who would order them, they knew exactly like that time was the best. They just spent money on this thing. They believed in it already. They reordered it. It's time to ask for the review. These were satisfied, engaged, excited customers that they asked for a review. And at Just Reach Out, we decided to do the exact same thing over chat or email, right? And so here was our new process. Customer rep continues to provide the support, right? And then one rep scanned tickets each day looking for big issues that are like resolved and people using exclamation marks, right? And so then we would mark them in Help Scout, is the customer support tool, the help desk tool that we use is Help Scout. And we would mark them as excited. And excited could mean they really love the way we help them out with a template, or they got their first press, or they got, so there was some manual work involved. We couldn't figure out AI that's gonna read all the tickets and all the interactions, just flag them as excitement. We still had to have some level, manual level of review of the tickets in Help Scout, but they would mark them as excited, and immediately the Zap is triggered to ask them to review on Trustpilot. This is the one that we used the most at first. And so what would happen is every 3 days, our customer service team reviews the tickets. They mark the ones that are excited, and then that automatically triggers the Zap. The Zap will send them a note saying, hey, I saw you had a good interaction with us recently and are excited about Just Reach Out. Would you possibly leave a review, right? And we went from 5 customers leaving positive review without any automation to 15 of all the customers leaving a review with automation. And so in conclusion, I mean, you need to figure out the exact precise moment when they're excited. And that's what this helped with. And we had a little bit of that manual review, but we did utilize Zapier for, automating the ask, right? And then just ask them, right, at the right moment. And so to kind of conclude, you know, automate your sales. Remember those forms in there, all those questions that you guys had? Make sure you have some kind of qualification criteria and make sure all that information goes into your CRM automatically, right? So that you have it at your disposal. And then make sure you ping them 30 minutes before with an SMS, use sales message or some other way to ping them so that they actually show up to a demo call. And that's your inbound sales automation. Your onboarding automation, just put together some kind of email sequence. It's just a must, right, to keep them engaged. And automatically asking them to leave reviews, just follow this simple process. You know, if some kind of flag comes up saying, you know, like mark them, tag them, they're excited, whether you're using Help Scout or using Gmail, there is apps for pretty much everything out there. So mark them with a tag and then let the Zap ask them for a review whenever they're excited. This will get your customer reviews up and you'll get really great reviews out there, right? And if you get great reviews, you're going to get great business, all right? So that is all, folks. I'd love to hear any questions later on. Email me. You got my email or my website, and I'll chat with you soon.